You might know Martin Duncan as the ambassador of Scone Time. He's been into our studios many times at ABC Southern Drive with a lovely china pot filled with gorgeous tea and a plate of freshly baked scones with jam and cream. We love it when Martin visits. Today, he's joining us for a brand new segment. It's all about food, showcasing some of the beautiful fresh produce that is around each week as we catch up with him on a Thursday at this time. Hello, Martin Duncan. Great to have you with us.
Hello, everyone. What a great day today.
Ah, beautiful looking weather. And you want to hero something that is very seasonal at the moment. What kind of fruit are we talking about?
Well, stone fruit. And a lot of listeners will know I used to have a dessert cafe in Brisbane for 18 years.
You did.
And so we could never take desserts off because people would come in specially for their particular dessert they like. But this is my newest favourite dessert recipe. And it's been the most featured cake in the New York Times. It just keeps coming up on the New York Times, the most printed recipe, I believe, in the States. And it's a peach torte, but it is the most easiest cake to make. Everyone can have a crack at it.
All right. Now, are you tweaking this to include something that you love? So you've said peach there. Can we use any stone fruit in it?
Look, if the plums are the best for me, I like desserts that have got a little bit of tartiness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't get the plums and it's out of season, you could do prunes, you know, like through winter, because this would be really yummy with some cream and ice cream. But I love peaches and raspberries because you've got that combo of sweet and raspberries as well. So you can just use this cake batter. And it's so easy. All you do is mix the flour, the baking powder and the salt in a bowl, and then you beat the butter and sugar till you've got it all fluffy, and then you combine the eggs and the flour and the butter and the sugar and you chuck it in the oven.
Wow, that sounds like something that I could easily make.
Yeah, and so you're just putting your quarters of or halves of stone fruit on the top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could even do apples if you want, you know, fruit when we're not in season. But Stanford, we've been pumping out some amazing stone fruit this season, and they've just come to the end. So they are coming from Victoria now, and you know I'm a little bit by local Sunshine Coast. But stone fruit is divine, and even peaches or nectarines, you know, you just get one of those confit ducks or breasts or whatever and chop that up and chuck in the stone fruit and some mixed leaves and some herbs, and you've got the most divine summer salad. It's incredible.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. Are you the kind of foodie that gets in the car and drives out to Stanthorpe each year to get your own case of stone fruit? I know people who do that, Martin.
No, I actually have done that before, and there's an amazing abbey out there, Warwick, and you can stay there, and it's just divine. It's an old convent, and it's a really lovely place to stay with a group of friends and then just pork out on those amazing wines out there and of course, the stone fruit.
And the stone fruit, let's not forget them. So is the Sunshine Coast, are there any growers here that you know about who actually are able to grow stone fruit in our conditions?
It's the end of the season. We do have some growing up in the Gympie region.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for everyone at the moment, you know, with this inclement weather and COVID and not being able to get pickers, it's a bit tricky. But at the moment, there's some fabulous ginger and we've got mushrooms growing locally and awesome passion fruit. Ooh. Oh my goodness, the passion fruit is divine. And so you could be picking that up at the Yandina markets or your local fruit shop. But, passion fruit on top. I mean, it was Australia Day yesterday. I hope you had a pavlova.
Look, you know, I had got in early and had one the week before for my son's birthday. That's how we, you know.
Now, was it the soft one or was it the crunchy, crispy
it was,
one with the gooey centre?
It was kind of soft, I have to say.
Oh, no.
It's
people,
got to be crispy.
If you're out there, you've got to make your own and you've got to have that yummy meringue, chewy crispiness on the outside and the marshmallowy bit and then whipped cream. And it's got to have passion fruit. Oh, the best.
Yum, yum, yum. Now, with this plum torte cake, and we'll be popping the recipe up across our Facebook pages, whether you're listening in southern Queensland this afternoon on the Sunshine Coast or in the Fraser Coast and Wide Bay area. It'll be on all of our pages, the plum torte cake as by... shared with us by Martin Duncan this afternoon. But you were mentioning to me earlier that this recipe, what you like about it too, is it's got less sugar than a lot of other cake recipes.
Yes, and you know, really traditionally, if you look at all the recipes, like 20 years ago or 30 years ago, even when I had my dessert cafes, we were had so much sugar. And I now make Stephanie Alexander's lemon delicious pudding, and I actually double the lemons and halve the sugar. And can I just tell you, it's sublime. So try that.
Wow. All right.
And that's such a lovely one to do. It's an easy dessert anytime, but it's just divine with ice cream and cream. You can tell I'm the dairy boy, can't
I
you?
was about to say, are you a dairy ambassador as well?
Yeah. I tell you what's really yummy,
Yeah.
Koya yogurt is really nice with desserts as well. So think of that if you've
Yeah.
got some
Yeah,
people that,
coconut
yeah.
yogurt. Now, the nice
Oh,
thing with
sublime.
this tort too is you can make an extra batch, and you reckon it can seal really well for up to a year. That's
Yeah,
freeze, I
that's
should
what,
say, freeze.
that's Miriam Burros, who's the cookbook author. She worked for the Washington Post and also the New York Times as a columnist, and this is her recipe, but I just love it because it's so simple. And it's one of those ones when you get caught unawares, you can just basically do within minutes and chuck in the oven. And then just bring it out, and obviously you have to let it cool. You can't, but it's just really beautiful with a dollop of ice cream or your Koya yogurt or you know whatever. It's beautiful.
I once scandalously, with some uni mates, when we decided to get into cake cooking in our share house, we made some kind of a lemon batter pudding, and it didn't actually make it into the oven because we just ate the cake mix before it got cooked. It was too yummy. We were kind of going, "Oh, just have a little bit," and then we're like, "Oh, there's just not enough to even bother baking. We may as well just finish it now." This
You
sounds
know,
like it
and that's
might
the
be one
thing,
of
isn't
those
it?
cakes.
Well, lemon things are just, you know, lemons or raspberries or rhubarb. Oh, they just, I'd have to say they're my favorite. But you know, when I do, what's really nice when rhubarb's in season, you do rhubarbs and strawberries, and some orange juice, and then a crumble on top, and that
Ooh.
is sensational.
Oh my
So,
gosh. So many
you know, and the
great.
good thing is you can use frozen, you know, frozen fruit, or you know, you might have had surplus in your garden and you just freeze it and then just use it. But you know, a crumble is so easy to make, and it's and everyone loves a crumble as much as scones, you
Now,
know. That
I see in this recipe that it says sprinkle the batter and fruit lightly with turbinado sugar. Is that a brand or is that a type of sugar?
that's an American thing,
Ah.
so yeah, so I actually haven't heard that here in Australia,
Yeah,
so
so just ordinary sugar, caster sugar.
yeah, caster sugar would be good, or you could just do some brown sugar if you're a little bit pure, more puree. But it really is, and I'm a bit of a cinnamon, I love freak, I love cinnamon, so and I just think it kind of works in everything, you know, especially you know, if you've got cinnamon and a little bit of cloves and an apple pie. Oh my goodness.
Martin, you just keep taking us in all these delicious directions, and whichever way we go, it's making my tummy rumble. Thank you so much for giving us your delicious plum tort cake recipe and talking food with us.